It's Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Christmas, it is a time of sugar plum fairies, reindeers, and stockings by the fireplace, not to mention chestnuts roasting on an open flame. It's also a day for sharing food with family and friends, and on that day, it's even common for chefs at restaurants to hang up their aprons and go home to cook and share a holiday meal with family.
Lake Effect's Mayon Silver wanted to find out about some culinary traditions among Milwaukee chefs and learn what goes on in their own kitchens on Christmas.
Jaime Gonzalez is the main chef and owner of Botanas Mexican Restaurant near the corner of 5th and National. This time of year, the restaurant's vibrant murals are decked out with glittery Christmas streamers, hanging candy canes, and sparkly strings of light. Gonzalez has been cooking for 35 years, and local customers may be familiar with the restaurant's staples like tacos, enchiladas, and tamales. But it turns out that it is a somewhat lesser-known food that's a Christmas tradition in Mexico.
A lot of Americans don't know about pozole. And pozole is just a big soup of honey corn, pork, and different sauces. There are pozole verde, pozole rojo, pozole blanco. And there are different varieties of pozole. It is a honey corn, which is a bigger corn. And they soak it for a while. Then when they cook it, they explode like popcorn.
He says there's a simple reason why pozole is popular on Christmas.
Because the whole family gets together, and to feed everybody, you need a big soup. And it's a pretty hearty soup, and very tasty, though.
Is the pozole traditionally from what region?
All over Mexico. And it's made, like I say, differently from every family and every tradition.
But the one you cook is the rojo.
I actually know how to do four different types of pozole.
One of the types he can cook starts with mole verde and is made with chile, cilantro, avocado leaves, lettuce, roasted green tomatillos, and pumpkin seeds. All that is fried and blended into a sauce. Then the chef cooks chicken and cooks the pozole corn in the chicken broth. Then the mole verde is poured into the corn and the chicken is added back in.
Man, my mouth is watered now.
But for as much as Jaime's eyes light up when talking about the pozole, it's actually another dish that tops his Christmas cooking list.
My favorite for me for Christmas is the chile en nogada. It's a poblano pepper stuffed with ground sirloin, a little bit of brown sugar, roasted peanuts and almonds, sesame seeds, and a few grapes. And you stuff that peppers, you make a sauce. Sour cream, pecans, and a little bit of vanilla. Mix it all up together. That poblano pepper is shaped like a Christmas tree. And we decorated the cream, and we use all types of, like, cherries, pomegranate seeds for decorating the tree. And it was our favorite thing to do when we were kids, because we were 11. So my mom had to make a big dinner. So we will decorate our tree, which was our dinner. And when we were done, she would put it in the oven, reheat it for a little bit. Then everybody knew which one was theirs. So it was a great tradition.
On another side of town in Shorewood, Odell Robinson's wife Gloria does most of the cooking at Nino's Southern Sides. They opened the restaurant 3 years ago this month and drew a lot of inspiration from Gloria's mother's roots in Macomb, Mississippi.
Well, we offer over 25. Our specialties are the collard greens, the macaroni and cheese, the yams, and the cornbread dressing.
And what are some of your traditions on Christmas? Anything fun?
We usually have big gatherings. Over the years, it's kind of diminished. I recall one holiday, I think we had 58 guests.
Wow, yeah. 58 people in your house?
Yeah, they were all over the place, yeah.
and there's not one particular dish that they expect, like, oh, we're going over to the Robinsons, they better have this?
No, because they know we're going to have a big variety of food, so not really. Those favorites, the traditional favorites are there, and then she adds to it.
While Gloria's specialty is Southern cooking, even at Christmas, other cuisines pop up.
And then my wife, she's been this stickler for cooking books. So we have over 3,000 cooking books in our house.
Wow.
Yeah. We have over 3,000 cooking books, and she says she didn't went through every one.
Whoa! And are these all different styles of cooking, or is it all
exactly all different styles? Oh, she loves Italian. Italian's her favorite, so she loves cooking the pastas and that.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
Down the road in Shorewood, Gloria might find a kindred spirit.
My name is, in Italian, we say Pietro Carini. In English, Peter.
Peter is the head chef and owner of Carini's, a Sicilian restaurant on Oakland, decorated these days with delicate lights and ornaments for the season. He was born in Sicily and came to the States with his parents in 1966 when he was 14 years old. And while you can take the man out of Sicily, there's still a lot of Sicily in him.
My dad was a fisherman back in Sicily. So we had a fishing boat. We know how to cook that seafood, we know how to handle it.
And is Christmas a big deal in the Sicilian tradition?
Oh, yeah. The Sicilian tradition is they go out of way for everything. I mean, special seafood. We use like 7 different kinds of seafood for Christmas Eve. You know, we got octopus, calamari, baked clams, raw clams, mussels. It can be anything, fish. So it depends what's available that day, that time. That's what we buy. We use them.
His number one Christmas dish is a pretty simple one with, you guessed it, seafood.
But I would go with the frutto di mare. We call it a conca d'oro. You got mussels, clams, shrimp, scallop, and calamari. So it's like it would be like almost like a cioppino. But we use them over pasta in a tomato sauce. That's what it is. Everybody brings something in the family. Who makes the lasagna, who make a cannelloni. It can be anything, seafood, this and that. So, but that's what's all about it. The more the family, you got good food and good time.
Milonka Radicevic shares cooking duties at the family-run Three Brothers Serbian restaurant in Bayview. Most Serbs are Eastern Orthodox, and that Christmas is celebrated on January 7th. But Radicevic's mom is of Irish-Lithuanian descent and grew up Catholic. So Radicevic also celebrates the American Christmas on December 25th. And she says the cultural traditions can blend together.
My mother grew up in New York in a very Polish community. And so my mother grew up with people who passed down recipes to my grandmother, Isabella, and then, of course, to my aunts, and then to my mother. And so on Christmas, December 25th, we have prime rib, and we have this mushroom salad. This is a very Serbian salad, more along on my grandfather's side of the family, but it's very, very thinly sliced mushrooms with an aged sheep cheese, and it's a raw salad with a little celery in it. Phenomenal. We serve that with the prime rib. We do roasted red pepper salad, a very traditional Serbian thing, pairs well with the prime rib. And then that day we make some more Serbian-style salads that feature the fruits that are coming out, quince, another wonderful fruit that Serbs incorporate into their meals. We have a fresh ham that we prepare every year.
But as to her favorite Christmas food.
So I'm not a baker, and so I look forward to my mother's little pastries. And so she makes, so for Serbian Christmas, they have the very elaborate torts and things like that. My mother makes these very little Polish pastries, like the kruszczyki. She makes these little nut cookies. So I look forward to the desserts that she makes. She makes those palacinka that are filled with savory cheese, that the crepe is so thin and the cheeses are just so creamy that they literally quite melts in your mouth. So I look forward to those specialties.
So do you guys have a big family Christmas, or has it gotten smaller over the years, or how does
it go? You know, it depends on the years. You know, my father died coming up New Year's Eve 3 years ago. So the last couple of years, you know, has been an adjustment for our family, losing somebody that was our hero, our role model, somebody we work with every day. And we started to sort of re-engage in the holidays in a way that would make my father happy. This is where nostalgia becomes so beautiful, and this is how memories of people that you've loved and the foods that they made for you sort of intertwine into your heart and then speak to you at the holidays where you're honoring something greater than yourself. All of these foods come back to life, and so does the love.
That's beautiful, and it connects you to memories, it connects you to people, and it doesn't hurt that it tastes good.
No, that's actually, that's the best part.
I'm Mayan Silver for Lake Effect.
Lake Effect Mayan Silver spoke with chefs Jaime Gonzalez, Odell Robinson, Peter Carini, and Milanka Radicevic about their own holiday culinary traditions.